USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Big revelation. Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne resigning after admitting to having a relationship with a Russian agent. He says he was involved in an FBI investigation back in 2015 involving Russia, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. Now, the company's stock price up 5% after Byrne steps down. Byrne, a guest on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business, with the bombshell claim the FBI's Peter Strzok involved in all of this.
The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok.
Oh my goodness.
Got it? Capiche? Yeah.
Russian agent Maria Butina pleading guilty to conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent and is serving 18 months in prison. Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying he will do great. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Ottawa, Canada, meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his counterpart, the Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland. The meeting ahead of the G7 summit in France this weekend.
I had important and good meetings both with Chrystia today as well as with Prime Minister Trudeau. I thank them profusely for their solidarity with the United States on a wide range of issues.
To Bernie's Green New Deal, the independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he has a plan to spend trillions of dollars fighting climate change. He makes his remarks after visiting Northern California and towns destroyed from the wildfires.
Donald Trump says that climate change is a hoax. Donald Trump is dangerously, dangerously wrong. Today, we are telling the fossil fuel industry as loudly and clearly as we can that their short-term profits are not more important than the future of this planet.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A preview now of the third Democratic debate that's upcoming in the next few weeks. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
ABC will co-host with Univision that third Democratic debate on Thursday, September 12th from Houston, Texas, and possibly the following night, Friday, if enough candidates qualify. ABC says Chief Anchor George Stephanopoulos, World News Tonight Anchor David Muir, Correspondent Lindsay Davis, and Univision Anchor George Ramos will moderate the debate. The 10 candidates that have so far qualified are Biden, Booker, Buttigieg, Castro, Harris, Klobuchar, O'Rourke, Sanders, Warren, and Yang. If 10-plus candidates make the cut, ABC News will hold a random selection event on August 29th to assign the candidates to each night, as CNN did for last month's face-offs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The feds announced charges in a massive fraud scheme. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A federal grand jury indictment unsealed Thursday charged 80 people, most of whom are Nigerian nationals, with participating in a massive conspiracy to steal millions of dollars through a variety of frauds and schemes and launder money. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
The common thread is that all of these schemes involve the Internet to defraud victims. In the BEC scams, the fraudsters often hack a company's email system, impersonate company personnel, and direct payments to bank accounts that funnel money back to the fraudsters in Nigeria.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.